On Robin Hood Radio, let's bring in the man with the plan, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
What happened? Mike had no sports today.
There was the Giant game to talk about last night, which was nothing. There's no baseball. There's a little bit of hockey. There's no basketball, really, to speak of last night. I mean, last night was just a dirge of sports.
Well, if you thought it was that way for sports, you'd have felt the same way if you watched Dancing with the Stars.
Did he continue to go on?
You're talking about the senator?
No. What's his name?
Oh.
Who's the guy that, maybe I got the wrong show. I thought that the former White House spokesman.
Is that who he is? Okay. Yeah. That guy.
Spicer?
I don't know what he was.
Spicer?
I knew he was a politician.
Yeah, it's John Spicer.
They're still keeping him. He's terrible. He's absolutely terrible. They sent home, what's her name? I can't think of her name, but the one from The Office, the comedian from The Office.
I don't know. I don't watch that one, so I can't tell.
Well, let me tell you something. She danced rings around him, and she was sent home last night. It's just ridiculous. It's a popularity contest. It's not a dancing contest, and that's really unfortunate. They really should change it. I don't know what they should change it to. Who's popular with the stars? How about that?
Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars. Who's popular with the stars? Or who's popular with the has-beens?
That's right.
Anyhow, enough of that. Weather-wise, we have one front coming through today. Variably cloudy with some scattered showers. Does not look to be a big deal. 55 to 60, and then it will clear out tonight, mid-30s. Of a sunny Wednesday, 50. Next front will be coming toward us on Thursday. Considerably cloudy, a shower or two. That's later in the day and at night. Low 50s, and on Friday, partly sunny, brisk and cold, about 40. Could there be a flurry Friday? Yeah, that's about it. Saturday, sunny, near or just over 40. Sunday, partly to mostly sunny, with a high in the low 50s. So, couple of days of really chilly weather, that is Friday and Saturday, and then it moderates a little bit on Sunday.
So everybody who was talking about the possibility of some snow on Thursday night into Friday, it ain't happening.
Well, you may get some snow showers, but I think that's about it.
All right. And then you call for a possibility of snow next week, right?
That's right. So, and Marshall's calling for snow the following week.
Yes, well, if it comes next week, I don't have to worry about my prediction.
Well, that's for sure. Yeah, I mean, I don't understand, why. I'm looking at some of the output from some of the American model.
Yeah.
For tomorrow night, Thursday night, gives us a tenth of an inch of rain, changing to a tenth of an inch of snow, but that is in the Catskills.
Yeah. What about the Euro?
I don't believe the Euro gave us anything, but I'll check that for you right now. I didn't look at the Catskills, so I'll take a look at the Catskills and see if they're grinding out anything there. But they weren't really for anybody else. They are doing nothing for the Catskills, no. Hmm. For next week, Monday into Tuesday, they give the Catskills 1 to 3 inches.
All right.
What do they give Connecticut? Connecticut, 1 to 2 inches.
All
right. That's early next week.
Well, that might be your measurable snow. Might come in next week for you, Pat.
Yeah, there's another chance late next week.
Also, we got two. We're definitely into that pattern now, huh?
That's the kind of pattern we'll be into. Yeah, I'm not too thrilled about it. But you know what I did yesterday? Yesterday afternoon, I looked at the temperature. It's about 2 o'clock, and it was 54. It was kind of nice, Marshall. If you were out in the sun yesterday, it wasn't bad at all. In the shade, it was a little bit nippy. So I said, I'm going to get the ladder out, and I need to put the hooks up. I have 5 pillars on the front of my house, and I need to put the hooks up because what I bought this year is a string of snowflakes that light up, but I bought 5 strings of them. And I said, rather than doing this in the cold, You know, and getting the ladder out and measuring it, make sure they're all the same distance, you know, from the top of the pole down. I'm going to do it now. So I went out there with the ladder. I put the hooks up. That's all I did. I put up all the hooks on the white poles, and that much is done, which is probably the more complicated thing. Because now all I really have to do when it comes time to decorate is go out there and take each string and just hang it on the hook, and then I'll attach it on the bottom so that the wind, you know, can't twirl it around all over the place. So I did that yesterday. That took me, you know, took me a little while to do that. No big deal.
What did I do yesterday? Nothing.
I did nothing. That's why you took your time to think. See?
I came home and I watched the entire season of is it the Kominsky Effect? Whatever it is that I like.
Oh yeah.
I watched. There's only 8 episodes to a season, so I watched the last 4 yesterday, and they're only like 30 minutes each. I watched the third episode on HBO's new miniseries, The Watchmen. It's just such a strange. Yeah, I just love it. It's so wild, the Watchmen stories, that it's just you have to really be a fan to watch it.
You know what I'm saying? Really?
Yeah, you have to know this whole story. Once you know the whole story, what the hell was that?
Well, I have no idea who it is, but I don't care.
I thought maybe I won a prize.
Wouldn't that be nice if you did?
Remember that in radio? Well, that used to happen if you were talking to the disc jockey in a certain sound. You used to win. But anyway, so I watched that, and I also watched John Oliver last week tonight, his Sunday night show.
Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Is he amazing?
Yeah, he's one of my favorites. He's just a must watch. Him and Bill Maher I watch a lot. But then again, that's what I do. And I did move stuff around the house. I did rearrange things around. I bought some plants in that I wasn't going to save them, all right? But they made it this long outside, and you know what we figured? If they made it through the cold weather that we've had the past couple of days, I bought them inside, and they get to stay year-round now. So now I've got plants in the front of the house, plants around the house, and plants in the back of the house. There you go. All indoors now.
Okay, that's good. And I'm going to get to the movies later this afternoon to see Maleficent. I saw the first one. It was real good. So I'm going to go see part two. I haven't heard much in the way of rave reviews for it, but you know what? I do like the effects and the whole bit.
Well, who cares about rave reviews? We don't care about rave reviews.
Yeah, I know that's true, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
I don't care about that stuff. All right. Well, you're going to watch Maleficent, and I'm going to today. I'm going to rest up. I think I got a long day tomorrow. So,
you do, huh?
Yeah. I got you. Tomorrow's a traveling day into the city and back after work.
Yeah, you're going to the city, right? Oh, I forgot you still go into the city on Tuesday. How is that going to continue?
No. I mean, it's Wednesday. We're going tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Oh, how come you change your day?
There's just certain things, certain events are happening, so.
Oh, so this is not to see the doctor?
No.
Do you still have to do that?
Yeah. Not as much.
Not as much. That's good.
And most people tell me I'm going to the wrong doctor. They tell me I should go to a psychiatrist. But I haven't gotten that far yet. Okay. All right. I will speak to you tomorrow.
All right, that sounds great.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.